The U.S. was dealing with a shortage of nurses even before the pandemic. Now, with COVID-19 hospitalizations rising once again, there's concern that nurses on the front lines are at risk of burnout. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports.
Bridget Otto says she's dreading watching her hospital COVID unit fill up once again.
The last shift that I was there, we lost several people that were very young. And I mean, there were multiple times on our shift that we just bawled. Like, we just gave each other a hug and cried.
Otto is a nurse in the medical intensive care unit at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. She's been working directly with COVID patients for almost a year and a half. But Otto says with the vaccine now available, this newest wave is different and more difficult. Her patients are now younger, sicker, and almost always unvaccinated.
It's so much harder because now the grief we're seeing at the bedside, because we're allowing some visitors come, is regret.
Otto says she used to consider herself a lifer in the intensive care unit. COVID changed that. She's decided to go back to school this fall to pursue a degree as a family nurse practitioner.
Something to work towards that I won't be in a dedicated COVID ICU is just kind of like enough to keep me going right now.
Nurses like Otto have seen the COVID-19 pandemic up close. In hospitals, they spend a lot of time directly caring for really sick patients, and they've had to shoulder the grief of their patients' deaths when family members were not allowed at their bedsides. Lisa Caffery is the president of the Iowa Nurses Association. She says nurses are used to death, but not the numbers they've seen during this pandemic.
It'd be like locking into a mass casualty event every day, and that's kind of what it's like. That's a difficult thing to sustain over a long period of time.
Caffery says she's heard of many Iowa bedside nurses quitting or retiring early in the past year. That's pushed some of those remaining to work extra 12-hour shifts amid waves of sick patients.
Normally you only do that, 3 days a week. Well, they're doing that 7 days a week in some situations, and they're just simply exhausted.
Nurses have been in short supply for years. Although applications to U.S. nursing programs are up during the pandemic, many hospitals struggle to keep the nurses they hire. One nationwide survey found nearly 1 in 4 new RNs leave their job within a year. Kylie Olson graduated from nursing school last summer and got her first job in a COVID unit in Pella, Iowa. She calls it baptism by fire.
It was one of those things where I felt like I wasn't necessarily the most qualified person to be able to take care of these patients who were really, really sick, but there was no one else there who could do it.
Olson says if she hadn't been transferred to the hospital's labor and delivery unit in February, she may have quit nursing. She says her group of friends from school have all felt the same way.
All 10 of us have said that we don't know if nursing is what we want to be doing for the rest of our lives.
Experts say the pandemic has just amplified longstanding issues in nursing. Jessica Rainbow is an assistant professor of nursing at the University of Arizona.
We, for so long, have really shied away from making legislation about staffing, for example, and really trying to address burnout.
Rainbow has been collecting stories from nurses during COVID. She wants to use them to push for more regulations like patient-to-nurse ratio requirements, something Iowa, like most states, doesn't have. Despite all the challenges, Rainbow says she's hopeful that increased awareness about burnout among nurses will lead to lasting change. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Natalie Krebs.